Hey, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host, and I'll tell you what, I'm really excited because one of my favorite TV shows as a kid is coming back in a reboot by Netflix. And that show is none other than Lost in Space. As a kid, during 1965 through 1968, I never missed an episode of Lost in Space. It was my favorite show on television. It was, you know, in hindsight, very campy, very funny, and very hokey. But that said, as a kid growing up, I like Lost in Space. Now, Lost in Space was up against Star Trek in some regards. Trek came on, you know, in 1966 and left the air on 1969. I really didn't, you know, I wasn't a Trek fan. And in those days, you were either one or the other. Very few people liked both. You either were a Lost in Space fan or you're a Trek fan. And I was a Lost in Space fan. Now, there were definitely differences. And, you know, back in the 60s, it was what it was. Lost in Space was on CBS. Star Trek was on NBC. Lost in Space was in black and white. Star Trek was in color. Star Trek was more of a true science fiction program written by Gene Roddenberry. I came to appreciate and understand how important a piece of literature and pop culture that Star Trek was later in life. At the time, I didn't like it. I was definitely a Lost in Space person because Will Robinson was kind of my age, and I could kind of identify with Will Robinson. He was kind of a cool kid who wanted to believe the best in everybody and usually won out over the evil forces around him. So anyway, it was a fun show. I'm looking forward to the reboot. It's an outstanding job, by the way, that Netflix did of rebooting Lost in Space. The technology that they use and the visuals that they use, it's just way far superior to Lost in Space, and something that I think if you were a fan of Lost in Space, you're going to enjoy it. If you were never a fan of Lost in Space or never saw it, which frankly I'm sure a number of people didn't, then you're going to find that this is a very compelling and fun series. And as I said, you get 10 episodes of it, drops on the 13th of April. Now, here's the cast. It's a great cast. Toby Stevens is going to play John Robinson. Of course, he's the expedition commander. His wife is played by Molly Parker. We know her from House of Cards. She's going to play Maureen Robinson, who's a fearless and brilliant aerospace engineer who makes the decision to bring her family to space for a chance at a new life, at a better world. Ignacio Siricio plays Don West. Now, he was kind of a roughneck smuggling luxury goods guy on the side. He discovered the Robinson family, and basically that's the family he didn't have. And so, you know, as you go through the series, you're going to find out that Don West character, at times he's going to act a little shady, but at the end he's got a good heart. Taylor Russell plays the iconic role of Judy Robinson. She's the eldest child. Mina Sundwall is Penny Robinson, and she's the middle child. Maxwell Jenkins. Now, Maxwell Jenkins plays Will Robinson, and Maxwell Jenkins does an outstanding job. He is somebody you're going to want to watch. He is a show stealer. He's funny, he's clever, and he's a very good young actor, so keep a lookout for Maxwell Jenkins. He does an outstanding job as Will Robinson. The kind of twist in this one is Parker Posey. Now, Parker Posey, outstanding actress. She plays Dr. Smith. Now, that's an iconic role on TV because he was the man with a thousand reasons not to trust him. And he and Will Robinson had this kind of great relationship where Will would kind of at first see what he was doing as not necessarily the right thing. But at the end of the day, Dr. Smith and Will Robinson kind of, you know, worked their way out, and it was Will Robinson who normally talked Dr. Smith into doing the right thing if that was ever going to happen. So after this word from our buddies at Sling TV, we're going to go and listen to the cast of the upcoming Netflix show as they spoke recently at a panel at WonderCon about Lost in Space. Sling TV is America's number one live television streaming service, and I'm here to tell you that I am proud to be a slinger. That's right. Slinging is about breaking norms and connecting people with TV that satisfies through choice and control at a reasonable price. It is a way of life. Anyone can be a slinger. I invite my friends to enjoy the choice and control that only Sling TV can offer. Hey, millions are doing it, folks. You want freedom, right? Well, Sling gives you the freedom and the choice to craft just the right package that fits your interest. If you're a newsie, you've got CNN, you've got MSNBC, you've got Bloomberg, you've got CNBC, you've got HLN, you've got BBC World. That's just to name a few. If you're a sports person, hey, no problem there. You've got the ESPN family of networks, Fox Sports Networks, NBC Sports Network, and much, much more. Lifestyles, HGTV, Food Network, Travel Network, Lifetime. Entertainment, there you go. You got TNT, TBS, USA, Comedy Central, A&E, plus much, much more. Multiple languages, no problem. Sling has 22 different languages at the lowest price on the market anywhere. So give Sling TV a try today. I will bet that you're going to be a slinger just like me for a very, very long time. So go to sling.com. That's sling.com and check out how to be a slinger today. Okay, now let's listen to the stars of the upcoming series, Lost in Space, audio provided to us by our friends at Majestic Entertainment.
Trying to be better as a father.
Aww.
Yeah. You are an awesome dad. 1960s, that explores those family dynamics, I would imagine that there might have been some updates to our mother figure. Can you talk a little bit about maybe flipping some of the traditional, traditional elements of maybe a female role in the 1960s, and was that important to you to get to sort of explore what Maureen is capable of doing?
Yeah, I mean, I love the original, and I certainly love the original Maureen, but we obviously live in a completely different time in terms of gender dynamics. And one of the things that I really love about the show is that, you know, all the girls and women in the show are really strong, and there's never a sense that they can do whatever any of the men and the boys can do. And, yay! So it doesn't feel like it's like a rah-rah girl power thing, it's just the reality. And, you know, because this show takes place 30 years in the future, we, I think, have imagined the reality in some ways that we would like to see, you know, that we hopefully by then will be in a place where we've dealt with all that. And in terms of all of it, in terms of class and race and gender, but it's incredible to play a woman who, as smart as she is, has also all these flaws and needs to learn how to connect with her kids in a new way. Yeah.
Maxwell, hi.
Hi.
So I wanted to ask you, now, even though the original Lost in Space was a little before my time and a lot before your time, I feel like the line, "Danger, Will Robinson," is like such an iconic piece of pop culture. So first I wanted to ask you, had you ever heard that quote or that line before this came up? And secondly, was there any pressure sort of stepping into this iconic pop culture role?
Yes, I had heard the line, "Danger, Will Robinson," before from Family Guy. And,
Sure.
And yes, there's the I have big shoes to fill, and I mean we all do. And I think that we all have big shoes to fill, and we have I think we're taking our own spin on it while also keeping this same plane. And
you got to meet the actor who played. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I got to meet Naomi, and I am now a couple of friends. We bonded over Pete Seeger and comic books. And I'm proud of Naomi friend.
That's great. That's great. All right, so Nina. Hi. All right, so let's talk a little bit about Penny. So just from, and just so you guys know, I have not seen past the pilot because I didn't want to accidentally say anything and, like, spoil anything. No spoilers here. But I picked up on a little bit, like, Penny is sort of, is she maybe struggling a little bit with her place in the family? You know, she's, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I definitely think Penny, on two sides, on one, she's kind of the quick-witted, sarcastic middle child that always feels, you know, like she's never treated as the cute young one, but she's also never treated as the responsible old one. She's stuck right in the middle. But she's also this romantic soul literature buff in the middle of the science family, and I think especially in the beginning of the season, you see that she feels kind of out of place.
And will she sort of, can you preview anything about maybe the character journey that she might go on?
Yeah, I definitely think that throughout the season, you see she becomes more comfortable and strong in herself, and she realizes how great she really is and how to be true to yourself.
Oh, that's great. All right, Taylor, hi.
Taylor.
So, Judy Robinson is, first of all, in this episode, girl, you were trapped in that ice, and I felt like, how can you talk a little bit about shooting that scene? Because
because it looked uncomfortable.
It definitely wasn't a comfortable situation.
There were no VFX there. We put you in actual
in a little mold with the helmet that I had to go underneath and then step into. So it did really feel constricting in every way possible, which I think helped. But yeah, I had some anxiety filming it, which. Suffer for your art? Very method. It's very method.
I think we actually captured the actual panic attacks.
Yeah, you bought them. But so Taylor, when you're playing Judy, can you talk? She's such a very smart, headstrong, character. And I was just curious if you had maybe a favorite part of playing her, because I would imagine maybe on days where you weren't feeling particularly strong, she might have inspired you, or somebody like Judy is very inspirational. At least it was to me when I was watching.
That's awesome. Having somebody who's written the way that Judy is written, you have to rise up to the occasion in a lot of ways. She definitely made me stronger as a person, and she's much stronger than me, but... It's an honor for me to be represented in the way that she is, and so I have nothing but admiration and love, and I guess I look up to that character in a lot of ways, and I hope that I am a little bit of that.
You're a lot of that.
All right, and Ignacio, hello. How are you?
Of you guys in this episode. So I wanted to start, Ignacio, can you tell us a little bit about your character? Because I'm under the impression that perhaps he has, he's not the same guy that we may have seen in the original series. So what can you tell us about him?
Bueno, la verdad que empezando por todo, quiero darles... Oops. Hello, there it is. What's up, Balcony?
He's all about him right now. He's got one goal, to take care of himself.
No, the character, Ignacio, not so.
Sorry. Now I'm excited for you guys to see how it all unfolds. He's got very different values than the rest of the family, but in time, hopefully, lessons to be learned. But right now it's all about him. He's a blue-collar worker, and he just worries about himself. What are you going to do?
Both of our characters have lived in the world and struggled. We've kind of conned our way through life, and I think what you'll see is the wits that we've had to get by on,
Yeah, we need to survive,
Yeah.
Well, so Parker, let's talk a little bit more about your Dr. Smith. Let's look back.
Very exciting. I loved Dr. Smith so much. I was so touched to get a phone call from my manager saying they were gonna offer me this role. As a 5 and 6 year old girl, I would wake up before 6 a.m., watch the static on the TV, turn to color, and her lost in space. And how many of you were like that as kids? Like really old fans. And for whatever reason, Star Trek didn't. I liked Lost in Space more, I think because of Bill Mooney. I think because he was an actor around my age. Yeah, he was like a kid, but it was in black and white. I mean, I was watching the show in the 70s, but Bill Mooney and his work in The Twilight Zone, in his work in Lost in Space, I mean, I was a kid. I was like, I like that guy. Like, he's really, really good. So I adored him. I adored the show. And when I heard they were going to offer me the part of Dr. Smith, it was, since I loved it so much as a kid, it was really touching for me. You know, I was quite touched by it. Because I never, how could I even make that up, you know? So, yeah, I love that they made her into a woman, you know. Thank you, Ignacio. And I was about to reveal things, but I can't reveal anything. But you're going to see over 10 episodes the part I am, you know, this new Dr. Smith. So I loved it. We all had a great time. And it's so nice to share.
It's great. It's really exciting. So I have another question for Zach, but I think we might have a time for one or two audience questions. Oh, Dwight, are people already lined up? Yeah? Okay, awesome. Cool. So hang tight. And Zach. At the end of this episode, or throughout, we see maybe a couple of other spaceships sort of crash landing too. So, what do you have to say about that?
I don't want to spoil some stuff, but I think that one thing that is clear is that these are not the only people who end up on the planet. So, the show has a really great evolution to it. In other words, it's not, you know, it's one change from the original, but that this family encounters other people who will present their own challenges and alliances and things along the way, so that our world slowly expands. Because this is not, you know, just the Robinsons weren't the only ones on that ship, right? And so there's people, we have a big international cast. This is not like an American mission to this thing, it's a global mission. So you'll be seeing people from all over the world encountering the Robinsons and encountering what they encounter along the way.
Is there an experience that you guys had while filming the show that you would like to share?
Oh. I have an experience. First of all, hi Dario, how are you? Second of all, my experience was the day before my birthday, May 2nd, we were filming on top of a glacier, and I just remember seeing the, like, amazing, beautiful view, and I just had a realization how lucky I am to be part of such an amazing show.
Any other favorite experiences amongst the cast that stand out? I see giggling. That usually means there is.
Molly, you were there.
When I think about the experience of the show, I think of Molly Parker and how she ran the Jupiter and how much she knew on set, how well she could speak that dialogue and do the switches and all the science talk. And, you know, when we all went on set, it was like that child again started to play. You know, I was like, ooh, how do you drive this thing? And pulling the walk down, you know, I'm a grown-up. And so the experience of it was it was fun.
Zach,
yeah, share my experience.
I don't know that I've
in the hair and makeup trailer. I don't know that I've signed the proper paperwork to discuss that.
What you need to understand before Ignacio tells his story is that he talks nonstop all the time.
Nonstop.
And even if he's in the hair and makeup chair and they're, you know, trying to do his makeup and his hair, we had a hairdresser who used to hit him on the back of the head to get him to just stop moving. So,
you were there. I'm honored that you were there to experience this.
I'm like sitting beside him. He's in this chair here.
I talk a lot and I move a lot. If I don't talk, I get aneurysms because I have a lot to say. But, so, yeah, and I'm horrible for makeup and hair people because they want to do their job and they're, you know, shaving and cutting you, and I'm like, So, we're joking around, and she's shaking me, and she puts the thing down. I look over at Molly to say something stupid. She's focused. And it was a timing thing. I turn around.
our makeup, our hairstylist goes up and the machine goes whing! It takes out an entire chunk of my hair.
But like this much. Like it just, it is
like this big.
They had to make a wig for it. And it was early on, yeah. They had
so no, there's a little trivia for all 10 episodes.
I love it.
But which one is Ignacio?
But which one, yeah. Like, spotted.
Where was it?
It was right in the front.
A wig. There's a little wig space.
So, that's a pretty... You're welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Everybody, if I don't see that on Wikipedia and IMDb, by the time this panel is over, then we as nerds have failed. Okay, yes, we have another question?
Hi. Me and my son were just watching it. He's 4 years old. And Toby and Max, you guys, the dynamic you guys have with each other was amazing. Max, I was just wondering... Where did you get your emotion when you were like, where did you go to find that, like, you were so upset, you're crying, where do you go to?
Well, first of all, I'm acting with Toby and all this amazing cast and crew. They make it really easy on me because they are such great actors and the writers did such a great job. And I try to think of something sad. And I just let it happen.
Teach us.
The thing about this cast in general, and particularly these kids and what makes them so unique, is that everyone is like really great people, which I think are a very rare thing. But like Max and his family are such amazing, like real, actual individuals who are not Hollywood people. They run a circus in Chicago that goes into challenge neighborhoods that don't have circus. But like these are amazing kids, and Mina spends her summers building houses in Ghana, and like this is not a joke. These are like superhero human beings that this is like the second job in their life to be really good friends. And so I think a lot of the emotion comes from just being an actual person.
And just another thing to add, just to say it again, everyone makes it so easy to feel that emotion.
You're welcome.
It's so easy to cry around us. Well, it definitely feels like a real family up here, and unfortunately, we are out of time. I know, I'm sorry, guys.
After party, Toby's house.
There you go.
I went in and I did the scene and I thought, okay, it's okay. And when we stepped back outside, there were two other girls. And I think it was Zach that walked out and he said, you two girls can go home. So you messed up your lines, like, a little bit. And we've actually printed out a script for you. If you could just, like, look that over and do it again, that would be great. Thank you. I was like, oh my God, no! I messed up so bad! But...
Your first audition tape, though, you were under a table or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I did it under a table.
You were under
a table? With a bed sheet, because it was the scene in the ice.
Yes.
So we got created.
And Max just made us cry. Like, you know, we watched his tape, and, you know, you see all of these things, and it's really hard to find kid actors who feel like real people, and to, you know, to have that over crying, watching a, you know, an audition on the iPhone, which is terrible. I'm sorry that we watched it on an iPhone. It's a terrible, terrible thing. We cried.
Luckily, they were crazy enough to offer me this without an audition. If I had auditioned, I would never
have been. But we dug up some really old stuff from England on you, some very good comedy.
I did a scene from Black Sails. as the captain.
Totally did.
I really wanted to.
I have a story. I almost wasn't going to be Will Robinson because I almost didn't find the script. I came home from school one day and I saw this script laying on our table and I started reading it and I asked my mom, hey, what is this? And she's like, oh, we passed on this because it takes you away from home too long. And I was like, there's a robot in this. He's my best friend. And it's just amazing writing. So I auditioned for it, and one thing led to another, and all the rest is history.
Dream On will continue after these words from Sling TV. Sling TV is America's number one live television streaming service, and I'm here to tell you that I am proud to be a slinger. That's right. Slinging is about breaking norms and connecting people with TV that satisfies through choice and control at a reasonable price. It is a way of life. Anyone can be a slinger. I invite my friends to enjoy the choice and control that only Sling TV can offer. Hey, millions are doing it, folks. You want freedom, right? Well, Sling gives you the freedom and the choice to craft just the right package that fits your interest. If you're a newsie, you've got CNN, you've got MSNBC, you've got Bloomberg, you've got CNBC, you've got HLN, you've got BBC World. That's just to name a few. If you're a sports person, hey, no problem there. You've got the ESPN family of networks, Fox Sports Networks, NBC Sports Network, and much, much more. Lifestyles, HGTV, Food Network, Travel Network, Lifetime. Entertainment, there you go. You got TNT, TBS, USA, Comedy Central, A&E, plus much, much more. Multiple languages, no problem. Sling has 22 different languages at the lowest price on the market anywhere. So give Sling TV a try today. I will bet that you're going to be a slinger just like me for a very, very long time. So go to sling.com, that's sling.com, and check out how to be a slinger today. That brings to a close yet another edition of Stream On. You know, if you haven't yet become a subscriber, it is so easy to do, really. It's free. All you have to do is go to the iTunes store. You can download us there. We're part of the Apple Podcast family and happy to be so. There's also Google Play, Blog Talk Radio. If you're one of the 35 million people who have downloaded the Stitcher podcast app to your phone, by all means, search us. That's Stream On with Jim Williams, and we will become part of your Stitcher family and happy to be so. If you are one of the 175 million, myself included, who've downloaded the TuneIn app to your phone or tablet or both, well, then all you have to do, again, search Stream On with Jim Williams. Hit your favorite button, and each week you'll get a new episode of Stream On delivered directly to your phone, your tablet, or to both. Okay, so five places to get Stream On. Subscribe for free. Go out and do it today, please. Okay. Well, thanks very much for joining us on this edition. As I said before, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to check out on April 13th, Netflix's edition of Lost in Space. Cannot recommend it enough. Okay. So until next time, I'm Jim Williams for Stream On. We hope that you have a wonderful streaming weekend and see you next week right here.